From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart will meet July 16th in Helsinki. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington. The White House released a statement on Thursday. It was issued simultaneously by the Kremlin, and it came one day after National Security Advisor John Bolton met with top Russian officials to lay the groundwork. The July 16th talks are occurring at a difficult time in relations between Washington and Moscow. The U.S. is holding to sanctions against Russia for its 2014 annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Meanwhile, the U.S. intelligence community concluded that Russia interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election to help Trump win the White House. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has already indicted Russian individuals and entities in a scheme to influence the vote. President Trump himself went to Wisconsin Thursday to mark the opening of a new high-tech industrial compound. As AP's Warren Levinson reports, the president also took a swipe at a Wisconsin company that's thinking of leaving the United States.
Even as he hailed the groundbreaking of a massive new Foxconn complex in Wisconsin, the president was thinking of a Badger State business he says has disappointed him. Harley-Davidson announced this week it'll shift some production overseas to avoid new European Union tariffs resulting from his trade dispute with allies. After tweeting about it for 3 days, the president addressed the company directly.
Please build those beautiful motorcycles in the USA, please, okay? Don't get cute with us.
Saying its customers will be unhappy if the iconic motorcycles are made overseas. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News.